You are listening to 漫画先生。
Hello, ladies and ladies sounding people. Today, I'm Manga Sensei. First off, welcome to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're going over a word that it's more unique to the more feminine sounding folk. Today, we're talking about kashira. Kashira. Now, kashira is kind of one of those interesting particles where I believe how it formed over time is kind of interesting. I do believe it is a form of ka and shiranai. And that's been slowly kind of changed and adapted over time. See, now in Japanese, there are not necessarily, you know, like in a Spanish or a Latin language where you have female nouns or male nouns. But in Japanese, you have certain words that are used more by men as opposed to words that are more used by women. For example, we've spoken previously about kai. Kai is a question, usually a yes or no question, asked by men. In this case, we have kashira, which is implying an unknown, or I often translate to I wonder in Japanese, that is mostly used by females. Now, if you watch something like, you know, Samurai Champloo, and you see that geisha gal with the lovely, sultry voice, she uses things like this. She'd be like, doushiru kashira, kashira. That word, there's an upwards inflection. Now, it sounds kind of funny maybe with me saying it, but this kashira is very much a, I wonder if, making kind of a, what I'm wondering about something. There's a unknown that I'm allowing the other person to figure out. Now, with kashira, we want to use this correctly. So if we're using this after a verb, the verb is most likely going to be in base 3. So, どうする kashira? Nakamura-san ga kuru kashira. Ga kuru? Kuru? And then I'm turning that into a question, really, right? Is he coming? Are they coming? We also have things where it's past tense, it's just simply put into base ta, as well as with, same with adjectives, same with nouns, all of those things. So we would see this with a des afterwards, so we could see, let me think of this. It could be very formal, so we could say, here is quiet, asoko, so over there, ga shizuka desu kashira. So, I don't know if it's quiet over there or not. I wonder if it's quiet over there or not. Now, kashira, because it's most likely derived from, this was what I'm actually wondering about, though I don't have any definitive proof on this one. Most of these I have definitive proof, but it kind of works if you think about it. It's implying a most likely negative. Isn't it? Is it not? Would be a more correct way to imply this. Now, oh, look, I just look at my dictionary. It is, I am right, kids. Look at that. My studies have paid off. Kashiranai. I don't know. So it's applying a negative right off the bat. Now, when you're using kashira, you can use this in plain form where you're going to use da or base 3 right before it happens, or an adjective. So I don't know if it's tall or not. Would be something along the lines of sore ga takai, right? Takai kashira. So I can just split it right the other, or I can make it past tense. Takakatta kashira. Kashira. See how I make my voice softer because the wonderful women who speak this. Now, when you're using this particular word, it is often used with to'omo afterwards. For example, I've heard it with, you know, I wonder if Matsumoto-san will come. Or I wondered, let's make it past tense, okay? So watashi being myself, wa, I'm the verber. And then we have Matsumoto-san, wa, so you, that's what we're talking about. Kuru kashira to motta. Kashira to motta is I think that, right? So omou becomes omotta. Omoimashita. Kashira to omoimashita. So I wonder if Mrs. Matsumoto is going to come or would come. So I have that past tense happening at the very end of the sentence. The wondering being past tense is you happening with the omotta because kashira is by itself and is not going to be conjugated. Okay, with that, I hope that was helpful. We're going to be jumping into another very similar grammar point tomorrow. And until then, remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese. So let's make some mistakes. Jana.